Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm really happy to have you here with us today. I have a very special guest. His name is Angel Martinez. He was a former gang member who turned his life around and started coaching football for kids and began getting heavily involved in his community. He's currently a bail bondsman who goes the extra mile. He not only helps people get out of jail, but he takes on the responsibility of making sure they show up in court and also helps them get through the court process with the hope that they will never need his service again. Welcome to the show, Angel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. So tell us a little bit about the story, how you came to do what you do, Angel.
Well, I actually started bail bonds in 2018. Before that, I was heavily involved in community coaching youth football and doing events to bring community and police together. And through that, I was recruited by a bail bonds agency that was wanting to do a little bit more community outreach and be more community focused, and they thought I would be a good fit. So I was brought in that capacity to do more community outreach and kind of bring my own flavor into the bail bonds industry.
Wonderful. So I know that you, like I said, you go the extra mile. You just don't sit there, do the bail bonds, and then you're out, you know, and then wait to collect your money. Tell us how you had the inspiration to go this extra mile and how it is that you help your clients.
Well, just being through the court process myself when I was younger, I kind of have an understanding of both sides. For me, my family has been very instrumental as far as being supportive, and me being a provider for them just gives me the energy and what I need to keep going. But I really love working with people, and I really love seeing life change. For me to be able to help someone in a difficult situation and then help them through the process, finding a job, housing, whatever need they have, it's really fulfilling for me, and that's really where I get my energy from.
That's awesome. And so could you tell us a little bit about maybe one of your success stories? With one of your clients?
Yeah. So in this industry, typically, so the way it works is we'll bond somebody out. They'll have to show up for a court date. If they miss the court date, I'm responsible to either get them back into court or to jail. In some circumstances, if it's a criminal case, we have to take them back to jail and then rebond them out. Well, we had a young man who was from Seattle. He was here for a couple of years, was kind of going through some substance abuse, was also selling drugs at the time. That was how he was making his ends meet. And so he missed court, ran on us. We weren't able to find him for some time. Well, we ended up finding him. And we ended up having to arrest him, take him back to jail. And so we ended up getting him back out. After I did a pro visit with him and talked to him and just let him know, hey, if we're going to move forward with this, things need to be different. We can't go around. We can't have the same situation happen again. So he got back out, helped him find a job, helped him get into an apartment complex. And then probably 6 months later, he was sentenced to probation. And he came in and, you know, was super, super happy with the fact that he was given another opportunity to get his freedom and do it the right way. So for us, that was huge. And he still keeps in contact with us to this day. And it was amazing just to see somebody go from addicted, hopeless, in a difficult situation to now employed with a roof over his head, clean and sober, and being a productive member of society. So that was really good for us.
Wow, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. You don't hear, I mean, I'm sure there are other stories, but you don't hear too much about the success stories. And I'm so thrilled that you're a part of that, because people who are in these dire situations do need a helping hand. And I don't think it's that easy to find a helping hand.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's overlooked. I mean, a lot of times it's one-sided. People, you know, the bail bondsman, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but I would say my job is to help get you out, make sure you're at court, and that's the end of it. But at the end of the day, when we look and see that we need each other, right, yes, I got you out of jail, but you also put food on my table. You're a part of my business. You're a client that is putting food on my table, a roof over my head. And so for me to just take that and walk with that and just be okay with that and it ends there, that just doesn't sit with me. It's like if somebody's putting food on my table, clothing my kids, putting a roof over my head, then I should look at that person and be grateful for them and be able to help them with all that I can. And, of course, there's always those situations where it's not going to work out and some people just end up being back in the cycle. But at the end of the day, I sleep well knowing that I give it all that I have and I help them to the best of my ability. I sleep well at night with that. So
that's great. So you're able to let go because of course there's going to be those that don't work out. You're able to let go of that just by knowing that you've done your best.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It takes, and you know, and on their end too, they have to do their part. If they're willing to, even though it isn't, that's at times it can be an unfair situation. Somebody just made an allegation and now this person's having to go through the court process. It could be a difficult, uncomfortable, unfair situation. But if you do what's required of you and asked of you, you can come out on the other end and just leave it in the past and continue moving forward with your life.
Very good. I think also, Angel, something that you provide is guidance and information, because someone who's all of a sudden in this court system, I imagine you have no idea what's going on. And even though they're telling you, you do this, you do that, I'm so sure it could be quite confusing. It's like, you don't, and plus, of course, now you're emotionally upset and you're in jail or whatever is going on. So you provide that, right? The guidance and the knowledge, the information.
Absolutely. And I think I'm someone who's on that, even though I'm involved in the process, I'm on the outside. Because I'm not directly involved with their case. So I'm on the outside and just being able to offer insight and saying, you know, this is what I've seen happen in some of these cases before. Don't beat yourself up too hard. Just continue doing the right thing. Because in these instances, they tend to work themselves out with probation or fines or something to that effect. Because if you have no idea what to expect, your mind can run wild and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to prison. This is going to be, this is going to cost me my job. This is going to cost me this. And there's a lot of fear and anxiety that goes into that, being the person who's actually having to go through the court process. So, yeah, I mean, just to be able to be there and walk with them through it with them by providing resources on, hey, you know, this is a good affordable attorney. You may try talking with him and seeing if he can help you out. Just being a resource in that way.
Absolutely. It has to be terrifying to go through something like that. And one thing about when we're scared is we can't think, when we're scared, our brain doesn't work really good. So you being able to at least give them some information so they get a sense, just some kind of semblance of calm, and then they can actually think through. That's wonderful. So what role do you think authenticity has played for you in all of this?
For myself, I would have to say trust. If I'm not authentic, then trust is broken. And when trust is broken in my line of work, that could lead to a lot of different things. So let's say someone has a bond for $100,000. I'm responsible for the $100,000. So if I break someone's trust and then let's say they miss court or there's a warrant that's issued or something that's going on to where I have to reach out to this person and say, hey, there's a situation. I will have to take you back to jail. We can work on bonding you back out, or I need you to go to this court, a makeup court date for me, You're not going to get arrested. You're just going to go to another court date, and they're going to just lift the warrant and continue on. Well, if that person doesn't trust me because I fail to be authentic and be upfront and forthcoming with everything that's going on, then 9 times out of 10, that person's going to run. And, you know, $100,000 can be a lot of money. That's life-changing money in the sense of that could shut me down.
Absolutely.
So for me, I think being authentic, it builds that trust. Also, if I'm authentic, it lets down the walls. Like, if, you know, just being honest, if you can't pay your rent or you need food from the food bank or you need help getting a bill paid, how open are you going to be with me if you think that I'm not a genuine person? How open are you going to be with me to put your pride or your shame aside to say, hey, I need some help? That's a hard question that a lot of people don't take into consideration. That asking for help is tough. So if I'm not authentic and I'm not being who I genuinely am for you, and my care is just fake or masqueraded by looking to make a profit, then unfortunately, these relationships aren't going to be built. They're going to be damaged relationships if they are built, and people aren't going to trust me. And that's, you know, that's what I stand on is you can trust me. So it's huge for me.
Awesome. Yeah, it is huge. So let's talk about on the flip side of the coin. What about authenticity on the part of your clients? At what point can they begin, or do you find them begin to open up? Because I do coaching, so I know that people come in and only tell you a little part of the story, right? And and you know there's a lot more, but, you know, for all sorts of reasons, whether it be fear or a lot of shame in things. And so how do you work with them? At what point do they finally get where they can trust and say, okay, yes, I do need the rent money, or I would love, you know, to have food service or whatever it is?
I think that it all starts at the beginning with the first handshake, you know, for myself. I start talking to them. I let them know, hey, if my name's Angel, I'm your bondsman. I just want to be upfront and clear with you. If there's a situation that comes up, I need you to call me, or if I call you, we just need to have the understanding that we're going to get it taken care of. And so a lot of times the people that I'm dealing with, my clients, they don't have that extended to them initially.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like I have to give to get type of deal, the relationships that they're used to. With me, I think it's different in the sense of, hey, my name is Angel. If there's any way that I can help you, please let me know. So, and then they come in for their weekly check-ins and, hey, how are you doing? Is everything going good? Tell me a little bit about your case. Hey, what's going on with family? Are you doing okay? And I kind of initiate those conversations, so that way it opens the door for them to ask for something if they're needing something.
Okay, good. Really good. That's awesome. You know, for someone to have a place to go, we all need to have a safe space where we can really talk about what we need or what's going on. And I think you provide that safe space for, you know, for your clients. And I think that's absolutely marvelous.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And, you know, I just listening to it just feels so good to me because, you know, once a person has gone to jail, society thinks of them as a criminal, right? That's the idea. And so then with that tag comes all this connotation about who they are and what they stand for, none of which may be true. You know, some may be true, but a lot of it is not even true at all. But I love the fact that you come in and you treat them as a person, as a human being who has value, you know, and who deserves respect. And I think respect is one of the main things they're getting from you, Angel.
Yeah, and you have to keep people's dignity intact as well, because nobody's perfect, and sometimes we all need another chance. So just to understand that these are people that we're dealing with, and people make mistakes. I've made plenty of them growing up, and even now as a parent, you know, I make mistakes from time to time as far as just being a dad or being a husband. I make those mistakes. So just to allow a little bit of grace and space for people to make mistakes and continue to be who they are and find themselves and help them find themselves and even challenge people. You know, that's another thing, is just being able to challenge people to strive for more than what they believe they can be, challenge them to be better or make better decisions. you know, a lot of the people that we deal with are broken people that have drug addictions,
right,
that don't have a strong support system. So just allow that safe space for people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Angel a question, the lines are open. You just have to dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Frustrated by right-wing pundits demonizing award-winning books in the classroom and even in book club circles? Mark Daniels' compassionate and nurturing counter-fire brand title, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, will open your heart and ignite spirits, lifting you out of the social networking bonfire and into a better place. Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, available through Amazon and other online retailers.
Club Remembers was an inspiration motivated by deep feelings for my Grandma Ida and Uncle Bob. Unresolved grief can cause depression. The decline of brain capacities can be avoided by the special bond and special communication from the grandchild and the grandparent sharing memories. This provides education for the grandchild and healing for the elderly. Keep them sharp by practicing the exercises in the book to prevent dementia. Loveremembers.net and brainsproutsmemory.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have special guest Angel Martinez, who was a former gang member and turned his life around and started helping in the community and now is a bail bondsman. We do have a caller on the line. Let's see if they want to ask a question or talk to us in some way. Hi, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Did you have a question for Angel, or did you want to say something?
Yes. Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I congratulate Angel on the beautiful humanitarian work that he's doing, and I didn't catch when he actually had the shift to be so caring and sharing of others. What caused that? Was it something spiritual or something physical that caused them to go on a different path?
Yeah. So in 20, I'm sorry, when my son was born, 2002, sorry, goodness. In 2002, my first son was born, and that's kind of when the shift started. As I became a father, I started kind of calming down. But then in 2010, is when I'd fully surrendered and given my life to Jesus Christ and just started living life differently. I started coaching youth football, and then from that point, I started getting involved with the city council, county commissioners, and then just the public in general, and doing community outreaches and providing resources. Because growing up, what I found was that the lack of resources, with us being in poverty, is what mm-hmm. caused a lot of the decision-making that I was, the poor decision-making of what I was doing. I come from a divorced parents. I grew up in foster care. And so when I was home, both of my parents are working. I was left alone at home. A lot of times there wasn't food. A lot of times, sometimes there were no lights or whatnot. So I was out running the streets and I was out doing things. My parents tried to keep me active in sports and things of that nature, but it was just hard, you know. So for me, coming from that background, understanding the needs of people in my community, people in the same situation that I'm in, really made me want to reach out and do more and just make our community better by offering those resources. So that was a shift of it for me, was just knowing the needs from my own experience and applying that and just creating a opening a door for other people to have those needs in hopes that it wouldn't affect their lives so hard.
Well, you said the magical words, Jesus Christ, because it's not about religion, but it is about Jesus Christ. And I had a wonderful friend and mentor who told me that Jesus said two basic things on how people should live their life. That's to put God first always. That's your faith. And secondly, to love your neighbor as yourself. So commend you on finding that. And I would like to help you in your work, and also the host of the show, if you want to hang on to my number, I'll connect off air, because I have had a very bizarre life, and I am working.
Can you share your first name with us? And I do have your number. What's your name?
Oh, yes, certainly. My first name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. I don't mind giving my full name if people want to see who I am, because I am on a very powerful path, but that's up to you.
Okay, well, Hugh, you know, I'll connect with you afterwards. I have your number because it shows up on the line. Thank you so much for calling in and for asking that question.
And prayer is very powerful, too, that people,
absolutely,
if they understand that God will put the ego in check where it needs to be, if people will pray in the right way.
Absolutely. Amen. Thank you so much, Hugh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hugh.
So, wow, that was awesome. I love when people call it. It doesn't happen every show. So, so what do you think, Angel, is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
I would say the main message that I'd like to bring to the public today is we can do and be different. We could do things different and be different if we would only step out of our comfort zone. So many times we're afraid to be who we are, to show who we are, out of fear of rejection, out of fear of failure. But half the times it's just the thoughts that hold us back. That's not the reality. That's not the case. We've all been created with a purpose, and there is a plan for our lives. So if we were to just be who we were created to be, and show the world who we are, then things will always work out to the best. And even if you don't get what you want out of a certain situation, things will always work out and be what they're supposed to be if you're being authentic and you're being genuine with the world. I mean, you can't get enough out of being real with someone. Even if you never even see the results, if we have a relationship, something I say to you might change your life forever, and something you say to me might change my life forever. So just be open and put yourself out there and take that risk and take those leaps of faith, because there's always someone watching and there's always a need.
Wow, that's awesome. I couldn't agree with you more. Authenticity is the base of everything, being who we are. We were made and created to be who we are. And we have wonderful gifts to bring to this world, but we have to be who we are in order to bring those gifts forth. Wonderful. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you.
Okay. Do you want me to give phone numbers?
Yes,
or?
Go ahead. Sorry. Whatever you want to give your website, whatever you're comfortable giving, Angel.
Yeah, so we're at WichitaBonding.com. And you could reach us through email, WichitaBonding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, at Twitter, on LinkedIn, Instagram. And, our phone number is 833-8506. That's 316 area code. You could reach us on any of those platforms, and we'd love to connect. We'd love to talk. And, yeah. We also do some Christian hip hop music for people that want to check us out. You'll find some of that on our social media as well.
How fun is that? Lovely. So as we said, it's Wichita Bond, WichitaBonds.com. That's where you can find Angel, and it's right here on the blog talk under the show information, and the show is live, but I want to remind you that even though we're doing a live show today, there's a replay available right after. So if you know anyone who who's interested in this and what Angel is doing and needs this information, please pass the show around for people to listen to. Very good. So Angel, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener that's on your heart today?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing I could say to somebody who's listening right now is you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. It's really easy to feel overwhelmed by the troubles of this world and the things, the situations, the circumstances that are looming and feel heavy. It's really easy to just feel that pressure, but just know that you are exactly where you are right now. And there's a time to sit and there's a time to listen, but there's also a time to stand up and a time to move. And when you stand up and you move, you need to move boldly and courageously, and just be confident in who you are and it'll all work out. Coming from someone who comes from, poverty, who comes from child abuse, foster care, drug abuse, being a part of a gang culture, to somebody who is now nothing of the sort, who is somebody completely different. I'm a businessman. I'm a community leader. I'm a father. I'm a husband. So you are exactly where you need to be, and just keep doing what you're doing and be honest and truthful, and it'll all work out in the end. So.
Wow, those are beautiful words, Angel. There's something so comforting, even if we're not in a distressful place, but just what we've been dealing with the last 2 years. There's something so comforting about knowing that we are exactly where we're meant to be, you know, because then it kind of takes that fighting against away from us, and you can just step into that peace. And so thank you for sharing those words. It's absolutely beautiful. So, we just have a couple more minutes if there was anything else you wanted to say.
Yeah. So I'm curious about how things are up where you are. Is it New York?
I'm in California. And so things are doing
well. Oh, California.
Yeah. Things are doing well. Our legislators don't want to admit to it. things are doing pretty well. Yeah. I won't get into politics on my radio show at all. We've come a long way. The numbers are way, way down, although they still insist on having restrictions. But it's just the way. But, you know, one thing that I've learned in the last 2 years is to stay away from media, you know, big media. Keep more to, you know, my inner self, not to stay away from people, but to stay away from the news and the talk and everything that's going on out there, because it's crazy. And you know, it could suck you in. And then before you know it, you're sitting there hope, even though you, nothing has changed in your life, right? You're sitting there feeling hopeless and terrified. And so, so that's one thing that I encourage my clients to just connect, you know, connect with their inner being, connect with the creator, know that we are taken care of, right? Know that we're safe and we're being protected and everything is going to be fine. And so that's how I believe and that's how I've been living my life. You know, not that every once in a while I don't slip and hear a news report and say, oh my gosh, you know, because they, you know, they leak through even though you don't listen to them. So things are going good here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a big
we're kind of just getting back in the swing of things here in we're in Wichita, Kansas. But just now, you know, people are starting to kind of get back out and doing things, and the kids are back in school and not remote, and
nice.
Just being able to connect with people again, and that's been a refreshing feeling, just because being cooped up in the house, like you were saying, you know, you start to get the anxiety and all those things going on. So
yes, absolutely. So, yeah, so that's really good. So, well, thank you so much for being on Dare to Be Authentic today, Angel. I just love that you were on. I absolutely love what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And we didn't mention, but we have like less than a minute to talk about the Christmas stuff that you do for the kids. I forgot about that part.
Oh, yeah, we're actually doing a Christmas drive for a toy drive for kids up to 16 years of age. Well, we're just collecting toys from the community to give out to kids this coming Sunday. We're going to give them people who donate are getting a Christmas dinner, and then we're going to give out these toys to kids that are in need of Christmas. So.
Wow. So awesome. That's wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. It's been my pleasure to have you today. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember, you can pass this along with the replay. tune in next time to Dare to Be Authentic. Bye for now.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.